Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station. That is Eagle FM. Thank you so much to Juliana, who has kept you guys company and was doing the things with all the interesting conversations that she brought forth. Today is the 15th. I want to jump to the middle of the month already. Sorry, my people. Today is the 5th. Of the 7th month, 2023. It is a Wednesday evening and the time is 23:03. My name is the Matriarch and here we go on our roller coaster ride. So today we have a very, very important and serious question, because this week we're doing serious, right? We're not doing funny things. We're not doing joking things. We're very serious this week because Auntie Dearest over here has this gangster cough. This gangster cough that is preventing me from living my best life. So I'm just here like a nun and I'm quiet and, you know, I'm a very quiet person and, you know, I'm very chilled and so forth, you know. So this week we're doing serious conversations. We're doing serious questions. We're doing serious things that we are talking about. The future, our lives, yada, yada, yada. That's what we're doing, hey? So if you would like to call in, the number in studio is 083-288-8401. That is the number in studio. So today I was thinking, you know, it's always my thoughts. I come up with these, I don't know, sometimes I'm just sitting there and I'm like, Mara, but, and then the questions come up, but what if, eh? Mara, if we did, but if this one was, haha, that is yours truly, my dear. So I was thinking, bad manners, question, bad manners or is it nurture? When we talk about nurture, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about uteku. We talk about where you were brought up, your upbringing. We talk about your foundation. We talk about who you were exposed to as a child, what you were exposed to, how you were exposed to these things. We talk about that when we talk about nurture, right? We talk about who was there to groom you into the person that you are. So the question today is it bad manners or is it nurture? So say now you live with, your uncle leaves you guys the house and you work and your other cousin works and your niece is looking for a job, and then there's one cousin that doesn't do anything but is looking for future prospects, you know. So they're hustling here and there. It's today they do this, tomorrow they do that, but they don't have a steady stream of income. It's more of When they get, they get. When they don't get, they don't get. You understand? So basically, the four of you guys are supposed to be taking care of the house. You guys are supposed to be maintaining the house and paying the house's bills and all of that and all of that. Now, initially, your uncle wanted to rent out the house. But, you know, rent in Windhoek is very expensive. And he's also not one for saying that, he's not really one for people, you know. He's not really all about having strangers in his house and having people that he doesn't know in his house. He's very iffy about his house. It's a 5-bedroom house, so all four of you guys have a bedroom, and uncle's bedroom is there. Now, uncle has relocated after retirement. He has relocated and went to live on the farm or somewhere else. He has went to live somewhere else. Now, when he went to live somewhere else, he left you guys now the house. So, with rent being expensive, he opted to take you guys in, and then you guys just maintain the house. And obviously, because of where he lives, the rates and taxes are a bit pricey. So he doesn't expect you guys to pay everything, you know, the whole entire water bill. He can send you guys a 2,000 or 1,000, and then you guys top up on the electricity and the water, or you guys top up on whatever you guys need. But it's not also an everyday thing, considering the fact that you guys are not paying for rent, right? And this was now the initial idea with Uncle Dearest, you know, when he came up with, you guys can move in. So you guys move in. And you are a giver. So the giver buys groceries, put on electricity when there's no electricity, make sure that the water bill is paid on time, and basically runs the house, you know, the manager of the house. And the other ones, they chip in when they can. And obviously you guys don't expect number four that doesn't have a stable income to chip in. So now you notice, like, in the first month, everybody was contributing something like $2,000. And this $2,000 would go to the water, the electricity, and the food. And obviously the little things in the house. So good evening. All right. So that was a caller that one opted to play guitar. Yeah. Okay. You just speak. Let's not romanticize one another. Just speak. It's Wednesday, my darling. Just speak. Use your words, boo. Use your words. But anyways, so. The first month, the second month, and the third month went well. Everybody was contributing, including number four that was not expected to contribute, but they had a little bit and then they all contributed, right? And then in month five, you noticed that the other cousins, they started taking the food to the bedroom. Their things to the bedroom. So they would buy bread and then they would take it to the bedroom, or they would buy something and take it to the bedroom. And so bad manners or nurture.
Olium Nangeshifa, Noahara Kushivifa, Oma Kuro, Kupitira Mohorik Radio Station, Oyo Eagle FM, Enyamukuro Olongaha. Ningekuwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konora hetatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe, no hamano. That is 08171.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a Census Live read. The NSA will have staff in each region and every constituency in order to physically inspect the vehicles that have been registered and availed for the census. This will take place in all constituency offices from the 6th of July to the 21st of July, 2023. The NSA hereby encourages members of the public in their respective constituencies to use this opportunity to bring their registered vehicles for inspection. The dates are as follows. Region: Erongo Region, Arandas Constituency, the 21st of July. Doris Constituency, the 20th of July. Karibib, the 18th of July. Omaruru, the 17th of July. Swakopmund, the 10th of July, and the 11th of July will be the end date. Walvis Bay Rural, 11th of July, 2023. Walvis Bay Urban, 12th July, 2023. And 13th July, 2023 will be the end date. Kunene Region, Sesfontein, 17th of July, 2023. Korejas, 14th of July, 2023. Ocho, 12th of July, 2023. Kamanyab, 10th of July, 2023. Opuo, Urban, 10th July, 2023, and will end 11th July, 2023. Opuo Rural, 12th July, 2023. Epupa, 14th July, 2023.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM.
Are you struggling to get through to the studio?
Well, send us a message on our SMS line on 1040.
SMSs cost $5 Namibian.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
It's a scandal.
Scandal.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch. That was a Census Live read. Ladies and gentlemen, so the question for this evening is it bad manners or is it nurture? Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening, Mama.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm all good.
Are you all good?
Yes.
That is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
What serious conversation do you want to have today? Because we are asking, is it bad manners or is it nurture?
Uteku?
Eh? I know. Hello. Ha.
I didn't know.
I just know, my dear. Come on. Hello. We know, guys. We know.
What did you hear first?
Hello. Hello.
Well, by the way.
Yes, sir.
The person that was calling, she didn't know who she calling. She keep on asking me, who am I supposed to call?
Huh? Don't worry about it. You're just supposed to say, don't worry about it. Just make the call.
And I believe now she's probably on the phone calling. She's just wondering, like, who is this chick that is talking to my
It's a guza. It's a guza. It's the cherry as a chant.
And the cherry on top, eh?
With the cherry on top. The whole cake.
Mm-hmm. The matrix.
It is.
Nonetheless, been a while.
It's been a while. It's been a while. Today we are asking, is it bad manners or is it nurture?
Wait, bad manners and what? I wasn't listening.
Okay.
So
the question is it bad manners or is it nurture? Have you ever been in a situation where somebody does something that doesn't sit well with what you consider to be common sense?
Right.
Yeah. And then now you ask yourself, is it really honestly bad manners or is it just the way they were brought up? For example, right? You guys are all in the house and you guys are taking care of the house. And then this person starts eating food in the room alone.
Mm.
Hold that thought, okay?
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHB on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on Eagle FM. I am joined by Mindsetter. Mindsetter, good evening.
It's Mindsetter and therefore confused on the other.
Ha!
The other side.
I am joined by Mindsetter and Ndeapo on the other line. Good evening.
Ndeapo, are you still very confused?
My dear, she's fainted already now.
Oh my God. Nonetheless, on the topic that you're proposing, mm-hmm. the fact that, you know, like it's, of course, I mean, I think from the setting that we brought up and, mm-hmm. or we are raised in.
You are raised in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are some certain things that people do that you just feel like, is it a lack of maybe, lack of knowledge? Could this person be doing this intentionally,
mm-hmm.
or like on purpose, or mm-hmm. or is there just something wrong with them?
Mm-hmm.
Especially the Mama 2000s.
Mama 2000s.
The certain thing they get to do, you just feel they just like I don't get it, you know.
Really?
And
give us an example. Give us a nice example of Ama 2000s.
Example.
I feel like you guys accuse Ama 2000s of basically everything. Everything that goes wrong, you're like, Ama 2000s.
I mean, the Ama 2000s are brought up in an era where it is twisted into believing into some certain things, and some of them, they don't even have the energy to explore and find out.
Like, what is twisted? My dear,
huh?
What is twisted? Ah, today is your day. What is twisted? When you hear twisted
personalities.
Like twisted personalities in what sense, my dear? Elaborate.
In a sense that it doesn't make sense. Guess what?
How,
today?
What doesn't make sense exactly?
Guess what today? So today someone called me I think it was around 1900 hour.
Mm-hmm.
She called me and said, "Oh, fine, said I was supposed to call you, and then you didn't tell me to call anymore." And I'm like, "Was I really supposed to tell you to call? You're the one that said, oh, you're gonna call. You never called."
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you never called back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how is that supposed to be my business that I have to tell you to call back when you're the one that said you're gonna call back yourself?
Yeah.
And then, "Oh, never mind, it's fine, have a good day."
Okay. Bye.
I'm just like, is that immaturity, or is just somebody lacking, or maybe they need to grow up?
Common sense. It's that common sense thing that we're bringing up onto the table today. Kucha, whoa, guys. Thereby common sense.
It's crazy, and I think people have selective memory, whatever it is.
Oh.
They choose to understand what they want to understand.
Exactly.
And it's crazy, even if you try to explain yourself to them to full capacity. However, you can do it better. They already made up their mind, so they won't even listen to you, what you have to say, apart from whatever it is. But this topic is tricky. I think maybe I have to listen in.
Really?
I find it a little bit tricky. Maybe it's because I didn't listen to your version of explaining it.
The version of explanation was 5 minutes long. It wasn't 2 hours long. It wasn't 30 minutes long, you know?
Mm.
Because in this case, we can say that was like the lack of common sense. I don't know, man. If it's the lack of common sense or... I don't know.
Maybe Ndiapo has something to say.
Ndiapo, please come in, my darling. Whoosh. You know what? Take a breath. Hold the line. Take a breath. And I'll come back to you.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lud.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch Mindset. And Ndiapo, what do you have to say about the conversation?
Hey, good evening. Before I start, what's already on the table?
The question on the table tonight is it bad manners or is it nurture? Now, when we talk about nurture, we talk about where people are brought up, how you are brought up, and the situation and the circumstances in which you were brought up, you know? Because we can say that, for example, if it was you, right? We'd say that, okay, maybe you come from a Christian household where everybody eats dinner together. You know, and that would be the standpoint in how you were nurtured. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So then you grow up and then you go to the city, because now maybe you guys, or not even to the city, you just grow up, you get independent, and then you go and probably rent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you have expectations, especially when you live in the same household with people. Right?
Yeah.
You have expectations of these people. Like, okay, so it's dinner time. So what you would do at 7 o'clock is, at 6 o'clock is cook dinner, right? And it's your own food and it's your own money, right? But you cook food enough for everybody. And then when everybody's at home at 7 o'clock, right? You go and call everybody. And then you put the food on the table and you sit down and you guys eat, right?
Yeah.
So this is something that you were nurtured with, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. This is something that you were brought up with. It's a thing because of where you come from, right? Now, the tricky part or the issue, the underlined issue for this evening. Okay. So you have brought a new tradition into the household where you are living with your housemates, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody gets used to this. Now, the problem is, you are most now spending your food, right? Now, you have budgeted maybe $3,000 for food. And obviously, there by the 25th or something, right, there is maybe no relish.
Yeah.
And now, you see that maybe the matriarch, right, gets paid on the 25th. Now, the matriarch comes into the house. You have been feeding us. Maybe for 3-4 months. You have been feeding us out of your own food. Never ask anything because you just call us for the 7 o'clock meal because it's who you are. You understand? And we come and we eat. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, Mitria gets paid on the 25th, right? She also notices that there is no relish. The macaroni is there, the rice is there, the pap is there, or whatever, spaghetti, everything is there, the hard foods, they're there, but there's no relish. And she got paid. But she comes into the place, into the house, right? And she takes her plastics to the room. Yeah, she doesn't buy anything. And then she puts it in her room. But yet, 7 o'clock, right? She asks, are we not eating? You know?
Audacity.
Look at that one. She asked, are we not eating? You know? You probably cook now, because now there's only macaroni mos. You probably cook macaroni with soup only because there's no relish, and also you don't have money. You know? So you cook macaroni with soup only. And then she asked, like, are we not eating meat today? You know? But she can see that the fridge is empty. So is that bad manners? Or is it nurture? Is it because she was not brought up in a setting where you must help others or assist each other or give even, you know? Especially if you're participating in the eating. It's only logical for you to also contribute to the food bill, isn't it? When does she eat her chicken? At 2 a.m. in the morning alone, microwave. Kapana spice. You just hear something smelling nice, and then you just hear locking herself in the room to eat her braai pak. So is it bad manners? Does matriarch have bad manners? Or is it just how she was brought up? Or could we even say that does Ndeapo have bad manners? Or is it just nurture? Because also, that in itself, starting a tradition in itself, right? Without asking other people how they feel about it, and without ironing the situation out with other people, right? And then expecting them to participate in your tradition or your tradition that you have started within the household. Would that be bad manners, or would it just be nurture?
Down the line there, like in this situation, you have to apply your common sense at times. Because just imagine, at least one got paid, or at least provided something to eat for all of you.
Yeah.
And then you end up eating all alone. Like, who does that? Because at least you could copy an example from that. Person, he did this, she did that. Why can't I do this? Because at this chance we got nothing, or we have this missing.
Okay, but what if the matriarch is one of those hostel babies? Ever since she was 6 years old, huh?
Kamma,
my dear. Ever since she was 6 years old, right? She lived in the hostel. So in the hostel, you have your own things, my darling. You have your own things, your own watch, your own one bar of soap, your own Movite, your own, right? And then from grade 1 until grade 7, hostel. And then from grade 8 until grade 12, hostel. And then from first year to final year, hostel. Never lived with people. The only time she lives with people is when she goes home, but she doesn't go home long enough for her to actually grasp the concept.
But at least you could, that short time you spend at home, it must teach you something.
But also that short time that you spend at home, what do you really learn? Like if your parents are providing, what do you really learn?
At least, let me say, my mom came from town. Okay, she bought something. Yes, as little as it is, she has to share between all of us, even we are 3 or we are 4. That's where you have to learn from.
But now what if you come from a household where your mother bought 3 juices, my dear? Nobody has to share nothing.
No, that's
not. No sharing, One packet of knickknacks, one packet of knickknacks, one packet of knickknacks, one small juice, one small juice, one small juice. Ola ganjani. And then sometimes she even buys extra so that when you guys are with your friends, all your friends also just get the same one. Who's that?
Wahala.
Therefore, I can't hear you.
Then you included friends, right?
Uh-huh.
That's why it's already another lesson. Why did your mother give your friends?
Because they are there.
Yes. Then you have to share whenever you are among us others.
Or it could be, couldn't it be the way you understand things? Maybe you think that your mother bought for the other kids so that you guys don't have to share?
No.
Yeah, that one is also another one. That one is also, just think about it deeply. It's also another one, because now if I have mine and you have yours, then we don't need to give each other.
But metric.
Uh-huh.
They should be a good nurture. Like if it's something that you raised up as like your thought or you raised up, they should. I think there's a bad something that you grew up with, something that you practice and you place it among the people you surround yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
It can signify like a good or maybe an opposite impact on the people that you're surrounding with.
Mm-hmm. But what if I'm hard-headed and I don't learn me? Like in this case,
common sense, I guess.
Yeah, but then a common. Do you guys know that common sense is not that common? What you deem to be common sense is not common sense to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Therefore, come closer, my darling.
If they say it's what common sense, it's a punishment. Because you have to apply it to others who doesn't have it.
You see? Now, if I don't have it, I'll go and eat my chicken in the room, Mosndeapo, and come and use your microwave to heat up my chicken after you guys slept with only eating macaroni and soup.
Because you don't want to fight that selfishness.
But what if I don't think it's selfish?
Yeah.
I'll learn a lesson.
What if I don't think it is selfish because I was brought up in such a way that it is not seen as selfish, right?
And then somewhere, somehow your parents have failed you.
We can go with that angle that maybe your parents have failed you. But then because, look, even when we say selfishness, right?
Yes.
Your mother knew all your clothes, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And every time you wear somebody else's clothes, she's unhappy, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it sharing? Come. I like these things. Come. Don't go. Come.
The thing is,
because your mother can chauffeur you for wearing another person's t-shirt. So you went to somebody else's house to go and borrow a t-shirt like you don't have clothes here. Chuff. Yeah?
Okay.
Take it back now. Huh?
Okay, you are reminding me of myself.
You see? I don't know how mothers know every single bit of clothes. It's maybe because they buy them also. Whose t-shirt is that one?
They buy oversized clothes.
So that you grow into it. Stop complaining.
No. Sometimes it's a lesson like you have to be content with what you have most.
Uh-huh. Yes. And me, I have a bright pack.
I don't want to share when I have shared everything I have.
That's your problem. You like to share. That's your problem. Me, I cannot eat food. I cannot go a day without eating chicken just because you like to overshare. Huh?
Please learn a lesson that at least I shared and you shared because you didn't have. And you enjoyed it.
Ha. Huh? It's not because I didn't have. You never even asked me. You just started cooking for us here in the house. Yeah, that's now the argument between Matriarch and Deapo, my dear. You just started cooking here in the house. Didn't ask us anything. And in my culture, it's bad manners when somebody calls you to eat and you don't eat. So,
common sense.
Deapo is like, but it's just common. It's not common sense. In my culture, I cannot sleep without eating meat. And I cannot stop eating meat just because you don't have meat.
Yeah?
We must learn, and we must not always blame nurturing. Like, this is how I was nurtured. No, you are growing up, you are experiencing here and there. So, add up those and make it a big lesson in life.
I understand that one. And it's okay for us to look at matriarch like that. But let's look at Neapo's case, right? Why didn't Neapo discuss this with people first? Yeah? Before she just started cooking her food here. Why didn't she?
For everyone.
Yeah. For everyone in a renting situation.
No, I thought it was the right
thing. Madam,
move closer to the phone, Neapo.
It's the right thing to do. We have to care. We have to share.
Is it really?
Yeah.
But what if I'm, you don't even know what my medical conditions are in my life, eh? You start cooking food there, and what if I don't eat the food that you are cooking?
No, because you have an allergy of a certain food, you have to stop yourself from that.
We need to look at it with all honesty. Right? I think when we are looking at Neapo's situation, right? Neapo was supposed to ask if people are actually comfortable with it and not just impose her principles and her traditions onto other people. She was supposed to ask. And she was supposed to put up arrangements so that the time when she doesn't have something, right? Everybody has come together for them to put a solid amount onto the table so that the food is always enough. You understand? She was not supposed to just assume that everybody is just going to be on board with it. Because one, people are different. And people don't receive things the way you receive things. So now you in there for the first day, you cook and you call us. Kanti, you cooked with what oil? Kanti, me, I'm allergic. And I didn't even know that I'm allergic. And then I eat and I die. What? Then what?
I must not call that far.
No. Then I eat and then I die. Then what? And then it's even our first day in the house. There's this other girl, my dear, and Neapo, she comes from whatever village, she came there to eat us.
But only maybe one person died or something just happened.
Yeah, we are only four. Only one person. One person is a lot out of four people.
Yes, but then something just went wrong out there.
Yeah, not but still, we must also look at, we must also balance it. We understand that matriarch is having bad manners. That's now bad manners, that one. Eh? But we must also understand that Neapo over here, right? It's okay to be good, right? But also be adult about your goodness.
That's it.
Yeah, be adult about it. You know, have conversations with your housemates. Talk about things first before you just impose them. Because at the end of the day, maybe I'm not even there on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you know? And now, you leave me a plate and then there are just plates that are piling up in the fridge. Hey, and now I'm wasting food. Now you are looking at me funny. And then also, I feel like I'm too grown to be telling, I'm not coming home today, ne? Ha. We are renting, we're not with our parents here, you know? So now I have to notify you, otherwise you leave a plate and then I can see that you are angry because the food was wasted. Now, at 7 o'clock, you are calling, are you coming anytime soon? It's almost time for dinner. No, mother. Ha. You see? So, we can understand. Matriarch, bad manners. Neapo has to adapt to certain environments.
Yeah.
And the nurturing that she got is not necessarily bad, but discussions.
Discussions.
Yeah. Have them, please, guys. Don't go and waste your money.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you can't live like anyone wants you to be. So, we are different.
Yes.
So, it depends to how you take it, to how I take it.
Yes.
So take it or leave it.
My dear. Sharp, sharp vena, my dear. Take it or leave it, my dear. It is what it is. What?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not going to change my life for you. What?
Yeah.
Look at you.
I'll never. Everybody must just go their own ways here. Ah, wow. My dear.
Ride or die.
Ride or die, my dear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Life, yeah.
Okay, and what are you saying about it, mindset?
I think I'm speechless. You guys said it all. And I was just listening. Some of the things I wanted to say, you guys already said it. Because, I mean, from the look of things, I think it's good to talk about, let's talk about, since we are living in one house, mm-hmm. maybe just one kitchen,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about how we are going to operate around here.
I think these are conversations that a lot of people that are renting don't actually have, and that's why they have so many fallouts.
Yeah, and they crash and they gossip and they build hatred against among each other. It's just a lot of dark hatred roaming around where they are. And that is because of the lack of what is it?
Communication.
Communication.
Honest and open communication.
Exactly.
Mm.
Exactly. So you can probably come.
But it's very difficult to be to have an honest and open communication with a bad person, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My dear, the minute you sit down, their face is just
their temper.
Ha! Just their face, man. They didn't even start talking yet. You can just see, the person is all of a sudden, when you just start talking, they are all of a sudden, there's something important on their cell phones. So they are not even paying attention. Parent, I'm listening.
Some they just dislike you for nothing.
Yeah.
But or is she tea? Or thinks she's pretty or what?
But isn't she? Like, but isn't she pretty though?
She's a damsel.
But isn't she pretty though? Or you just have secret problems?
No, that's an expression of how I feel about you. So I have to frown my face like
Vaso. And then in your room there you are writing, you are drawing my face. Oh, if only I could have money for plastic surgery. Hey, we know them. We know them, my dear. We know them.
Yeah, they've been trying to be Beyonce.
My dear.
You can tell more about someone already. Their parents,
I already said that I might not be all that, but in my village, now I'm Beyonce, bruh. My dear, I mean, Beyonce, bruh. Everybody's like, bruh. I'm like, bruh.
We have to hate. It's like that.
Really? But why? Why do we need to hate? Like, in all honesty, I think I'm very naive. I don't think anybody hates me. But I know as an adult, I know that a few people hate me. So I'm like, okay, cool, guys.
Yeah, I know that too.
I'm like, okay, cool.
I call those people my lovely haters.
Yeah, they are beautiful.
And I keep them around me.
Yeah, you know.
Like loving you back again when they hated you for nothing.
Their lives would be nothing without you.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Exactly.
It wouldn't.
You'll be bored.
You'll be sad. You'd be all kinds of miserable. Oh, it's okay. I bring life to your life.
You are TikTok to them.
Oh,
we have not money, so
my
we can't
dear,
do that.
They can't wait to start talking about your shoes. You're like,
must be
nice.
And then when they compliment you, they fake it.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. But that compliment doesn't touch you.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
It's just like
it's fake, mostly. It's insincere.
Doesn't reach you at any point.
But why don't you guys tell the haters you are haters?
My dear, it's not doesn't make sense.
You guys are also fake, huh?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell them, I know you don't like me, ma'am.
Huh? Yeah, tell you straightforward.
I know you don't like me, these pleasantries that you're trying to exchange here. Huh?
But for me, I don't mind whether you are there or not. I'm in my own lane.
What?
I'm a straightforward person. I'll suit you right in your in wherever. I'll tell you exactly however it is. I'm straightforward. I'll just tell you like it is. Like, I know you despise me for whatever reason unknown to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go ahead if you really have like the energy to keep to keep doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. But I will not give you the same energy you're giving me. I'm just gonna keep giving you reasons to hate me more.
What?
So go ahead, madam.
Media.
Yeah.
All right, my haters. Bye, guys.
Thank you, darling.
All right.
All right.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station. That is Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's serious conversation that we're having is it bad manners or is it just nurture? Now, when we talk about nurture, when we talk about nurture, for example, we are talking about care for and protect something or someone while they are growing. Wala ganjan. Nurture involves caring and protecting something or someone while it is growing. So it is from a seedling to a tree. You understand? So basically it is uteku. It is upbringing. It is raising. It is watching the baby become a toddler, a child, adult. That one. So we're asking, is it nurture or is it just bad manners? Now, when we talk about bad manners, when we are addressing bad manners, we're talking about people that don't really have common sense. And then we, as the outsiders, look at them like that is bad manners. That's bad, 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 bad manners. Mm-hmm. So in this case, we're talking about the squad, right? Now, the squad has... the four of them, they're living together. They were given a house by their uncle where they just pay, buy the food, electricity, maintain the house, take care of the house, and then they live there rent free in the capital city while Uncle Dearest is not there. Uncle Dearest comes through now and then, you know, to come and do his dealings, to come and check for his medication, to come and check for his things at Agra. You know how senior citizens are, you know, and his room is there, but they basically, these four youngins basically have the household. Now, they have come to an understanding that it's going to be each one spends 2,000, 2,000, 2,000, you know, and except the unemployed one, where the unemployed one can chip in when they can, and when they can't, it's also okay because the other three basically do have good standing incomes, streams of income, like they have a good job. You understand? So 4 months go by and the agreement is working. Everybody is bringing their end. In the fifth month, right? Manager of the household recognizes that, eish, but in this month they brought like, one brought 1.7, the other one brought 1,000, the other one didn't bring anything. They're just quiet. You know, and then in the second month, she notices also there's that same glitch, you know, and in the third month, she notices that it's the 10th now and everybody got paid on the 30th or the 31st and nobody has contributed to anything in the household. So she takes it upon herself to just, you know, she doesn't want to cause a scene. She doesn't want to do anything. She just decides that she's going to buy everything. She's going to do everything. So she pays the water, pays the electricity, buys the food and the cleaning stuff and all of that. And everybody is still there, you know. It's still laughing, hey, cuz. It's still cooking. It's still... life in the house is absolutely normal. It's just going forward. You know, nothing is amiss. Nothing. There's no bad vibes. There's nothing like that. Because she's also not a bad vibe kind of person. She's not the type of person that would come home and she'll be like, yeah, I bought the food and I did what and I did. She's not those kind of people. So she just proceeded, you know, and everything is fine. And then she notices that, one of the cousins should go maybe shopping, right? Because one of the cousins has a fridge in the bedroom. You know, she bought a fridge and put it in the bedroom. A bigger fridge, a nicer fridge and all of that. But it's also okay because, you know, you want your cousins to succeed. You want your people to succeed. You want them to also grow. And maybe she's buying her stuff so that she can leave eventually, you know. Good evening.
Hey, auntie.
Hi, beloved.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. Bad manners or nurture?
Yeah. Quite honestly, it all depends. On what you think it is.
Okay.
Because, for instance, let's say if this person doesn't realize that what they're doing is, it isn't exactly right to them, it's totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe you might also go with their mindset and might just look at it as nurture and not bad manners.
Okay. But we can talk argue that some things you can see it. For example, there's no food,
mm-hmm.
or there's no relish, but yet you got paid and you bought things. Then you take everything to your fridge in the bedroom, but yet you eat here in the kitchen. You eat with us.
See, now that obviously I'd have to question and I'd have to wonder. Like,
question what?
You in your right mind. You in your right mind, if you know that it's not right for you to buy food for yourself and take it to your room, yet when we have food, we share with you. Me the victim, I'd call myself the victim because, me the victim, seeing you doing something like that, even though I'd have to reason that it's nurture, you have a conscience and like, you have free will, you know, you grew up like that and sure, maybe you did that in your home, but you're a lot older now and doesn't your mind tell you otherwise? And so you think of that and that might seem like it would seem logical that the person could also maybe just think of what you're doing is not right, you know, but if they're still doing it, then it would just leave you with the conclusion that maybe the nurturing, maybe it was imprinted in too deep and that's the only way of life, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so again, you would just, the conclusion would just be nurture. I mean, evidently there are bad manners, but I guess the person can't help it.
But, can't help it or won't help it, because there are a few things that we can recognize that this is logical and this is not logical.
But then again, who would choose to do something like that? I mean, maybe for a month you could keep it up, but like throughout the entire year that you and I are living together, this is what you do, and like you don't even second think it. You just do it with a clear conscience.
Yeah. You buy the big washing powder, right? So that everybody in the household washes their clothes, right? And then I buy the small washing powder to wash my clothes.
But like, don't you ever stop to think, because you know we both use money to purchase said washing powder. And obviously I bought the big one because you need to wash your clothes too, right? But then you buy the small one only for yourself, for your clothes only. So do you think I just like helping out people? Do you think I just like spending money like that? Like, what is this, charity?
Yes, that's who you are. You probably come from a very giving household.
Oh. Okay, quite honestly, I've never been exposed to people like that. But if someone is actually capable of doing something like that, I'm just.
But the thing is that the people are there. It's only that you would not recognize it because you don't spend enough time with them. But they are there.
We live together.
Yeah, you live together. There's probably an auntie or an uncle of yours that you live with that goes and eats chocolate in the room.
It's a snack.
Listen, it's a snack, right? It's a $30 snack, but there's no relish. Wouldn't it be logical for you to buy Buravosh?
Oh, so you're saying that the person would buy snacks for themselves when there isn't food in the house?
Even.
Well, then, of course, that's wrong because. Yeah.
Or they would buy a portion of chips and go and eat it in the room. Alone.
With chips, it's worse because it smells.
It smells, right? Yeah, the whole house.
Again, then I guess it's a bit of both. It's both bad manners, but it also stems down to nurturing. Because if you were raised in a home that taught to the opposite of everything you're doing, then it just doesn't seem logical. Like, where did you get that from? What did you go through for you to adapt that kind of mindset?
Mm-hmm. But you find that, you know how parents say that one is just like that.
I've seen it. Like, I have a cousin like that.
Yeah, that one is just like that.
Yeah,
everybody else in the house is just so loving and so what, but that one is just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Could we say that we allow those kids to be like that? We don't drill it into them?
Definitely, because I've seen it myself.
Mm.
Yeah, I have a cousin he's six now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He talks to his mom
the way he wants.
Like she's the help.
Okay, that is his mother's fault.
Of course.
Yeah, that one is really honestly just his mother's fault. Do you know why?
Because she doesn't beat him?
No, because the first time he did it, she pretended it was cute. Have you ever seen a child, like maybe a one-year-old or a two-year-old, swear? And then people laugh.
Two?
No, just swear. Fall over and just swear like, oh, man, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what do adults around the child do? They laugh because it sounds cute when a 1 year old uses the F word.
Probably because that's the first time he's saying it, but when it becomes a tendency, you obviously realize that it's not right, because when they say it, there might be guests over and you'll be like, don't say that. It's not an appropriate word to say.
Mm.
I mean, would you just be laughing it off all the time?
They do laugh it off all the time.
Really?
Yeah. They do laugh it off, right? Because if you laugh the first time, and then you go and beat the child the second time, what does it say? Me, I'll not stop.
No, the second time is a warning. You just warn them the second time. Because you don't just, today you're cool with it, but then
the first time you do it. First time you do it, so you never do it again. But yeah. Have you ever seen people that laugh at children swearing?
No.
Using bad words or bad behavior. You've seen a woman in the shop with a child that's rolling over and she's so embarrassed, right? And she opts to just give the child what the child wants, or she opts to pick the child up and smile it off.
Guilty. I feel like you're targeting me right now because growing up, that's kind of how I was.
Excuse me? Speak louder about your bad things. What? I heard you whispering some things there. What did you say?
Yes, I had tendencies like that. Oh, shit.
You did what?
That's how I was with my God. That's how I was with my mom.
Oh, so you are the kids that roll over when you don't get what you want.
No, I never rolled over. I'd cry.
Yeah.
And when she'd leave for work, I'd cry even more.
Yeah, leaving for work, that one we know. Ah, kids do that all the time. I'm talking about when you're in a shop, in public, embarrassing your mother.
I didn't know I was embarrassing her back then. But
no, but when you think of it now.
Was she really embarrassed?
Like, yeah, she just thought it's cuter.
She didn't think it was cute, but then I don't think she stopped. I don't think she told me to stop crying because she was embarrassed. She just told me because I was overreacting. I mean, if it's a toy and I already have too many, why then am I crying for another one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she just didn't think it was... I mean, okay, let me not say logical because I'm a kid. I don't know any better. But then she just thinks it's ridiculous. Like, she'd stop me because I'm crying over something that I already have too much of. Yeah, but like the embarrassment could also come into play because, well, it's a store and what would people think? You know, I mean, if I can do this in a store, it obviously means that I've done it at home way too many times because I'm totally comfortable